I just want to thank the Lord for such a blessing for me to see Brother Keith minister. You know, we roomed together for a whole year. He wasn't much of a praiser back then.
No, I wasn't. I lived with you.
You should have been, because you lived with me. You had to overcome. You know, and it's such a delight to see him lead us, teach us to worship. And I'm so glad for that. You know, he wasn't that way all the time. And yet here God has taught him the wonderful truth. And you know, I wasn't that way also. When I first attended the Williamsburg Pentecostal Church, I saw there was some people around. I was in a Bible study. And some people in the meeting were saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord," while the teaching was going on. And I was saying, "Man, this is annoying. And I'm never going to do that." My father talked about holy rollers. And he wasn't talking about it from the salvation point. He just had witnessed this in his lifetime. He was a rough Marine. And so he just mentioned, you know, it in that light, you know. It wasn't, and so you had this right away negative attitude toward people who would get excited about the Lord. And so I had this in me, and whatever my father said, I grasped on. And then when I came to the church and I said, I'm not going to do this. No way. And I hadn't gone back to church for months, a couple months. I wasn't saved then, but I was seeking. I was seeking the Lord. I was reading the Bible and praying. But I was closed toward this movement of God. And it was the night my brother Bill was baptized in water that when I came into the church. And the presence of the Lord was so there in such a mighty way that, you know, I first stood in the back of the church. I got to give you the whole picture. I was there with my arms folded against the wall and cold as stone. You know, I didn't want to, people were being very warm to me. And I was just like, okay, yeah, sure. They knew I was Bill's brother, big deal. Anyhow, But I was, when the service started, I was drawn to come to the rear of the sanctuary. Then I went to the back left corner of the lower sanctuary, Luke. And I was back there standing in the corner. And then I worked my way up toward the middle. Just felt that drawing. And God's presence so came that although I had this cold, reserve and attitude that I was not going to, God's presence so came to me that by the end of that service, I was raising my arms and worshiping. Why? I was seeking truth. And the truth came to me. Jesus came and he was made himself real. And I didn't care what I said before. It was the truth. And I just opened my arms and heart to what God was doing. And from that time on, God put the song of praise in my heart. I didn't want to do it. I didn't like to do it. But when Jesus made it real to me, I learned to love to do it. It was my delight. It was such a wonderful thing to be able to have a way of expressing my adoration, my love to the Lord. That's what means he's worthy. And we in heaven, we're going to praise him day and night because he's worthy. Yeah. But to me also, it means that it's the way I can say to him, "Jesus, I love you, I worship you." It just opens my heart to wrap around the Lord and just embrace him and love him. That's what praise means to me. It really means I can love the Lord and have that avenue by which I can embrace him. But there's also victory in praise. Praise is a weapon. Right. It's a mighty weapon. And there are powers of darkness that would try to overwhelm us, bind us, and they do bind us if we let them. But you know, if we praise the Lord, the Lord will break those powers. Mm-hmm. The Lord will drive those powers away. I remember one night when my brother warned me, right after I got saved, he said, "Watch out. If anything comes about, you know, comes, tries to, you know, spiritually oppress you during the night, just plead the blood of Jesus. And believe it or not, it happened. It happened where this evil thing tried to, while I was sleeping, and I couldn't speak, but yet I just persisted and began pleading the blood of Jesus and drove that away. And it became a weapon in my life, not only a joy to worship the Lord, but when things were rough, when I felt like killing someone once, figuratively speaking, all right, I had learned to praise the Lord. And it was mechanical. It would, believe me, at that moment in time, it was very mechanical. In other words, I didn't feel like doing it. I really didn't want to do it. I preferred to have almost reverted to my old ways. But I persisted because I love the Lord, and I kept praising the Lord. And when we do that, it's not hypocrisy. It's obedience to God's word that we praise Him. And God brings us through. Because I was an angry person before I was saved. I could lose my temper and go berserk. But the Lord put His praise in my heart and mouth. And so that when things would go wrong, I would worship the Lord. And there are things that go wrong, even emotional things. You ever fall in love and then find that disappointment, that it's not going to work out? You're the only one in love. It hurts. It hurts deep inside. And it's difficult. And I've had to learn to praise the Lord in times like that. And in times like that was probably one of the most difficult times, when those things, I had no power against this inner emotion, but I had a weapon. I would praise the Lord. I would just go off and praise the Lord. And God gave me victory in those areas too. There's victory in Jesus, and there's victory when we worship Him and praise Him. So don't take this lightly. It's a wonderful gift of God that He's given to us, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen. Amen.